the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, man. This weekend, so Sunday night, I tweeted it out. I know you made the steak chili, but you got Miami Notre Dame. We cracked the windows, lit a couple of fall candles, ice cold beer, feet up, and it was just perfect.
Yeah.
It was the perfect football weekend, unless you're Bill Belichick or Arch Manning, which we will get into over the course of the show. I mean, who had the worst college football weekend if the three contestants, if you will, are Belichick, Arch Manning, and Kalen DeBoer, the Alabama coach?
Probably Belichick.
I'd say it's between Bill and Manning, and I would say Belichick.
Yeah.
Because Arch at least had a chance to win the game at the end. Now, he screwed it up, but they were in the thing. And, like, I don't think Texas is going to be terrible or anything like that. I don't think he's going to be terrible. But, hey, he had all the hype.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not play well. Matt Patricia looking real good, the defensive coordinator at Texas. But Bill comes out in all the pregame. All the pregame. And TCU's got a really good quarterback. All the pregame coverage is about Belichick. Every last second of the damn coverage was about Chapel Bill. And there's packages, and they're talking about his girlfriend, and Randy Moss is there. They bring Teddy Bruschi there. And you've got Michael Jordan in the crowd. And you lose 48-14? Yikes! How about DeBoer, though? He's lost, I think this stat is correct. I'll double-check it. But he has lost four games to unranked teams now in not even two seasons. And I think that Saban pretty much did that like his entire tenure there. That's horrific. We'll knock around a lot, mother bleeper.
Said Matt Patricia, the D coordinator of Texas. He is the D coordinator of Ohio State. There's one. Mm-hmm. Forgot we were playing this game, didn't you?
Yes, you did.
Yep. Quick one. 24 minutes into the show. Let's go. You were saying, sorry.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
You made it up. Like, it's your game.
Texter, Belichick is done, and Patricia is at OSU, Crowley. Well, everyone knew what I meant. Everyone knew what I meant. People are texting, and everyone knew what I meant, but yes, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. You were right to hit me with the thing. Everyone knew what I meant, though. They were a 14-point favorite. Alabama was, and they lost.
Yep. By a lot.
That very, very rarely happened.
They lost by what, 14?
When Saban was there, yeah. And DeBoer's press conference, I don't know if you saw that yesterday, so awkward. The reporter said, you said it was a great week of practice, and then DeBoer's like, when did I say that? He's like, before, or did I say, it's going to be a great week? What did I say? And he's like, oh, you said it leading into this game. And he's like, it was so weird. That guy's not going to make it through the season, dude.
Man,
he's not
going to
make through the season.
It's tough.
Because what'd they go, 9-3 or whatever last year? That doesn't happen at Alabama under Nick Saban. That did not happen. Year one with Saban, not great. Other than that, they were contending for a damn national championship every year. You never want to follow the legend. He's probably the best college football coach of all time. You got to follow that guy. And I think DeBoer's a good coach, but sweet, sassy molassy. And then you see some of these highlights of what happened, and you got guys loafing it.
Oh,
you got penalties.
Yep.
You got guys not forcing the play inside. All kind of stuff that would have got your ass cut if you played for Nick Saban. Maybe, because we just never saw it happen with Saban. So, yikes. So those three, bad, bad week.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks. the three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.